Bible study, John chapter 21, verses 15 to 19. Failure is not final. Key verse, John chapter 21, verse 17, New Living Translation. Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Introduction. Have you ever felt like you messed up so badly that God couldn't use you anymore? Maybe you promised God you'd never do something again. Then you did it anyway. You prayed, repented, but deep down, you wondered, can God still use someone like me? If you've ever felt that way, John chapter 21 is one of the most encouraging chapters in the Bible. Peter had denied Jesus three times. Yet instead of throwing Peter away, Jesus restored him. This chapter teaches us that failure doesn't have to be the end of your story. Historical context. Just a few days earlier, Peter boldly told Jesus, even if everyone else leaves you, I never will. Then, before the rooster crowed, Peter denied even knowing Jesus three times. After Jesus was crucified and resurrected, he appeared to his disciples. Now Jesus has a private conversation with Peter. This isn't to embarrass Peter, it's to restore him. Jesus asked Peter one question. John chapter 21, verse 15, New Living Translation. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Notice something. Jesus doesn't begin by asking, why did you fail me? He doesn't ask, Peter, why were you so weak? He asks about Peter's love, because everything starts there. Christianity isn't built on trying harder. It's built on loving Jesus. Why did Jesus ask three times? Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Three different times. Why? Many believe it's because Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus wasn't rubbing Peter's failure in his face. He was giving Peter the opportunity to publicly reaffirm his love. For every denial, there was now an opportunity for restoration. Modern day analogy. Imagine someone works for a small family-owned business. One day they make a huge mistake. They lose thousands of dollars for the company. They're ashamed and expect to be fired. Instead, the owner calls them into the office. But instead of firing them, the owner says, I still trust you. Learn from this. Let's get back to work. That doesn't mean the mistake didn't matter. It means grace was greater than the mistake. That's exactly what Jesus did for Peter. Feed my lambs. Every time Peter says, yes, Lord, you know I love you, Jesus responds, feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. Jesus is teaching something powerful. Love for Jesus isn't proven only by our words. It's demonstrated by how we care for his people. Peter wasn't restored just so he could feel better. He was restored so he could serve. Failure didn't cancel Peter's calling. Think about this. Jesus already knew Peter would deny him. He even predicted it. Yet after Peter failed, Jesus never said, I'm choosing somebody else. Instead, Jesus restored him. Peter's failure was real, but God's calling remained. Does that mean failure doesn't matter? No. Peter wept bitterly after denying Jesus. Sin has consequences. Failure hurts. But genuine repentance opens the door for restoration. Peter didn't pretend nothing happened. He humbled himself. That's why Jesus could restore him. Jesus predicts Peter's future, and toward the end of the conversation, Jesus tells Peter that one day he will die for his faith. Think about how amazing that is. The same Peter who once denied Jesus because he feared death would eventually become willing to die for Christ. What changed? The Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit. The fearful fisherman becomes the bold preacher. The man who once denied Jesus now boldly proclaims him before thousands. God completely transformed Peter's life. Biblically speaking, John chapter 21 reminds us that repentance brings restoration. Peter wasn't perfect, but he was repentant. Later, in Acts chapter 2, Peter stands before the crowd and preaches, "Repent." Why? Because he knew personally what God's mercy looked like. Peter wasn't preaching something he had never experienced. He had experienced forgiveness himself. The same man who was restored by Jesus became the man God used to open the door of salvation through the preaching of Acts chapter 2, verse 38. That should encourage every believer. God can use broken people who genuinely repent. What this means for us today, maybe you've failed, maybe you've sinned knowingly. Maybe you're carrying guilt from something nobody else knows. John 21 reminds us, Jesus doesn't only forgive, he restores. The enemy says, your failure disqualifies you. Jesus says, do you still love me? If the answer is yes, then get back up. Repent. Keep following him. God isn't looking for perfect people. He's looking for surrendered people. Conclusion. Peter's greatest failure wasn't the end of his life. It became part of his testimony. The man who once denied Jesus became one of the boldest preachers in history. Why? Because God's grace was greater than Peter's failure. The same is true for us. If we'll genuinely repent, Jesus is still in the business of restoring lives. Key takeaway, John chapter 21, verses 15 to 19, teaches that failure is not final. Jesus restores those who genuinely repent, renews their calling, and uses them for his glory. Your worst mistake does not have to define your future when you place it in the hands of Christ. John chapter 21, verse 17, Peter says, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. Personal reflection. Have I allowed my past failures to convince me God can't use me? Have I truly repented, or am I still carrying unnecessary guilt? Do I love Jesus enough to obey him and care for his people? Am I letting my past define me, or am I letting God's grace restore me? Final encouragement. If you're reading or listening to this after a recent failure, remember Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, yet just a few weeks later, he stood on the day of Pentecost and preached a sermon that led about 3,000 people to Christ. Your failure may become part of your testimony, but it doesn't have to become your identity. When you truly repent, God's grace is bigger than your worst mistake, and he can still use your life for his glory.